wonder how many of you kids know just how much your moms and dads, your grandparents love you. They want the best for you. They want you to be well fed and well clothed. They want you to have even more blessing in your lives than your parents had in their lives. They care about the material good things of this world, but you wouldn't be here for CCD if they didn't also care about your eternal good, that you know God, that you have Jesus as your Savior. Nearly all parents want more for their children. And I suspect the parents of John the Baptist were exactly that way. They knew their son was going to be special. John's dad was a priest in Jerusalem, had a special vision of an angel. So he knew his son was going to be somebody important in the history of Israel. But Zechariah was a priest, and the priesthood was passed on in families in Israel. So the expectation would be that John also would serve in the Holy Temple. They lived up in the hill country, but several times a year, the priests, kind of with an elaborate schedule, would go up to serve in Jerusalem. They wore special priestly vestments. They wore a turban on their head. They were respected by everyone. When they were home, they had honored places in the synagogue. They gave certain blessings that only priests could give. So I wonder if Zechariah and Elizabeth, now they had John late in life, but if they were alive, what they thought of their son. There he was out in the wilderness. He was rugged, ragged, and raging. He was rugged, he was living on locusts and honey. He was ragged, he just wore a camel skin tunic. And he preached a fiery message. If he was preaching here in the cathedral, no one would ever fall asleep, or no one's mind would wander, because he could make you see the challenge to belong to God. He was really, in some ways, the last of the great prophets. He was one of those folks that God came upon. And he not so much predicted the future as he interpreted the present in light of the future. That God was breaking into our world. And that revelation should change everything about our lives. The fancy word is repentance, or the Greek word is metanoia. It means change everything about us, the way we think, the way we feel, the way we act. John, according to the prophecy of Isaiah, was that promised messenger who would go before the Lord and prepare a highway for our God to come. You know, he did rage. He didn't let anybody off the hook. He tore into the priests. He tore into the scribes and Pharisees. He yelled at the soldiers. He even criticized the king who had married his brother's wife. He stood up for the Lord's truth and didn't care who was mad or who objected. But his message fundamentally was of hope. God cared so much about us that he demanded we change our lives. And his prophet John would do everything in his power to capture the hearts and minds of his people. You know, Advent, in a certain way, is a celebration of us opening our hearts and our minds to the Lord. We have to prepare a highway in our hearts, not just for the great and wonderful celebration of Christmas, celebrating what happened 2,000 years ago when Jesus was born for us, not just awaiting his return in glory when he will judge the living and the dead. It's also to prepare a highway in our lives for Jesus to be more than ever in our hearts. Sometimes it's the littlest things that welcome Jesus. We all know, despite the love in family, sometimes brothers and sisters can be irritating. You might get on the nerves of your parents, they might get on your nerves. But in Advent especially, we try to make some progress in being patient, in being kind, in being generous, in reaching out maybe to that kid in school that other people pick on. You're welcoming Christ by the way you welcome those other folks. Advent is a good time to pray a little more. You know, the Hail Mary that everybody knows, it really recalls that time when the angel appeared to Mary and she welcomed Jesus into her life. So to ask Our Lady with just one Hail Mary to pray with you and for you can help you to hear the good news. And Advent's a good time to come to confession. Your bishop has to go to confession regularly, because just like you, your bishop makes mistakes, sometimes deliberately. So I too need to repent, to bring my sins before the Lord and have Him love me, forgive me, and change me. Advent is a good time to remember we all have a role to make a highway for our God. Every Mass, in some ways, is that way to heaven. At every Mass, right from that pulpit, we hear the Word of God. Think of all the things you hear on TV, radio, on the internet. A lot of it's just noise. But in the Bible, you hear the necessary words for life. And you can welcome them and study them. And even when you're my age, still be learning from those scriptures. And at every Mass, the Lord comes as our food and drink. We welcome Him. We tell Him our troubles. We praise the Father in His name. We surrender our hearts and lives to the Holy Spirit. Remember, John said, I baptize with water, but one is coming after me who will baptize with fire and the Holy Spirit. It is that great mystery we share in the Eucharist. So, just as the parents of John the Baptist may not have understood his vocation, some of you folks may not know what God will call you to do. Welcome the Lord. Open every part of your existence to the Lord. Love the Lord. Love your neighbor. And the greatest celebration you will ever know will already start in your lives. You will know God, and you'll know His great love.